Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're getting an update from TriStar Gold, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol TSG, and on the OTCQX under the symbol TSGZF. I am chatting with the President and CEO, Nick Appleyard. Now, TriStar Gold is focused at the Castelo de Sonhos project in Brazil. This project already has a 2.5 million ounce gold resource, and already has economic studies the whole way up to a PFS, which was last published in October 2021, so just last year. The company did just announce the start of another drill program here, 2,500 meters. This drill program focused in this Esperanza South area, and these targets are the ones that have been developed by Goldspot Technologies. So this is a relationship that the company has had where Goldspot has been going through a lot of the old data, a lot of the old drill results to further isolate some high priority targets, let's call it. Now, the focus being at Esperanza South, Nick, let's start there because this Esperanza South area, this is an important area to the production profile of the company, especially early on. Take us through, again, just a recap of the Esperanza South area and what was shown in terms of production from that last PFS, please.
Yeah, hi, Corey. Yeah, so in Esperanza South, during a pre-feasibility study, we call that the phase one area, and that's where the projected mine produced, you know, roughly 150,000 ounces a year at, you know, very good costs, you know, much cheaper than it does in phase two during the lower grade areas in the satellite pits. So, you know, for us, it's like the economic heart of the deposit. That's where you're making the majority of your money. And it's the, you know, and it's simple. It's close to the plant, low haulage costs, you know, and that's the area we think if we can grow that, that's where we're getting really the best ounces, so to speak. Every ounce isn't equal. In, you know, once you start doing studies, you know, some ounces you make a lot more money on than others. And for us, the best ounces, the highest profit margin ounces are all Esperanza South right now.
So let's talk about this drill program then, because it is very much focused on expanding on this Esperanza South mineralization. Give us an update on what's going to happen here. How's it going to start? Where's it going to be expanded to?
Yeah, so we're starting, really we're working, it's to see how much we can grow Esperanza South. And, you know, between us and Goldspot, we've been focusing in on where we can find the higher grade zones. The mineralization Esperanza South is like it's broad sheet of mineralization, so it's extensive laterally, but within that sheet there are higher grade, we call them channels, and that's what we're trying to chase on this. We're using the, you know, the AI has come up with some amazing like paleo channel analysis, looking at where channels may have been in the surface of the topography 2 billion years ago. And yeah, you know, so using that, and it is spectacular to see this channel weaving through the data. And you'll see where it catches a drill hole, you get good grade, and it misses a drill hole that we're expecting good grade in because the channel is off to the, you know, 50 meters to the east. So, you know, we're targeting that sort of thing to look at the extensions, as well as some further extensions, you know, like things, you know, maybe a kilometer away from the known pits where we also think and see the same patterns and the same data. Like, okay, this sheet-like structure is going to could extend to here. And if it does, let's test it here and see if we can hit a nice channel in it and find some high grade that we can link to Esperanza South from a kilometer away.
So were there any particular parameters that you gave Goldspot here in terms of, I guess, near-term exploration, what you guys really wanted to find?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, the machine learning is, it's really impressive. It's really spectacular stuff. But what we asked them to look for in this case was higher grade, like, Castelo de Sonhos high grades are like 1.3, 1.5 or and above grams per ton within about 120 meters of surface, 150, you know, somewhere around like that. So shallow open pit range. And they looked across the whole project like that. And they came up with about a 9,000 meter drill program through four target areas. We've just taken the target area one, which was Esperanza South, you know, because there's economic heart of the project, as I explained, and also because we're permitting it now, so we want to make sure if there's any changes in that, we identify it sooner rather than later. But it is exciting to know that we've got their areas 2, 3, and 4, which they can class as, you know, high priority exploration targets under those parameters, still to drill at a later date.
So what's the general budget then for this program? Again, just focused on one out of those four high priority targets or areas that they isolated.
It'll cost around Canadian $1.5 million, somewhere in that range, I believe, as we see all costs are going up. But we're trying to be as efficient as we can by bringing two rigs in and drilling as quickly as possible. You know, then we'll be cutting the core and sending the assays off in a reasonable time following that.
Now, the company is cashed up, too. Something we should note is that April 18th, you closed a $5 million private placement with Auramet. How did that come together? It was a good time to raise money because I think we all know how tough the markets are right now.
Yeah, no, we are very glad that we did that then. Super excited to have Auramet as another partner in the company now. And I think it just shows that even though the market is weak right now, these sort of big players who rely on mines getting into production to make their money, you know, Royal Gold a year or so ago, Auramet now, those guys are recognizing the potential in this asset, and they go, okay, yeah, it's market's rocky, but once you get this permit and this thing gets built, this mine's going to be really good.
How is the permitting going then? Because, look, this is quite de-risked. You already have that PFS out. You are doing some more of this drilling, but it seems a lot more like expansion drilling that could improve on the economics. But, again, you already have the PFS. Now, permitting, what's still to come?
Permitting, we're getting ready. We'll be filing within the next few days, I would imagine, here for our permits. Interaction with the state government has been fantastic. They're really positive on the project and rather and really good and reactive when we meet with them and speak to them. It's, you know, there's no negatives, no red flags. And the state of Pará seems to be moving forward really well in its permitting. And we couldn't be happier, really, you know. So I think it'll be nice to get this drill program, the news flow from this coming out now over the next 6 months. And then once we've finished on that and we start, you know, analyzing what that tells us, we'll be very close to having that prior license coming in.
So then, Nick, this 2,500 meters, it doesn't sound like it would warrant like a resource update or anything. So how would you encompass these results when this program is done into, say, the overall project, into the economics? How does that process play out?
No, you're dead right there too. Yeah, I mean, if we reran the resources after this, there would be minor changes. But with this, you know, 25 drill holes or however many it is, it's not really going to make a change. And especially when some of them are quite significant step outs, you know, to get them into the economics, we would need to do an infill program after this. That would be part of the final bankable feasibility study. I think really what we would be doing is changing the borders we're drawing, maybe in the permitting, you know, once we know where the gold's going and, you know, we get hit new areas where there's high grade gold. It'll just be changing the boundaries in the permitting. That's all.
Okay. So then, Nick, in terms of news flow, anything else that we should be expecting? What should investors be watching out for?
I think assays will start to flow sometime late in August. By the time we get the core cut, samples off, results back, and then QAQC'd, it'll be late August. And those assays will probably be flowing through the end of the year. And, you know, obviously, we'll be trying to explain what they mean as they come in. And we'll be updating on the permitting. And, you know, really, it's the growth now for the next six months. You know, how much growth do we think we can get out of Esperanza South? You know, Esperanza South itself has about 1 million ounces of indicated resources. It would be nice to see, you know, at least get an indication of where we think that can grow to. And then, as I said, by the time we've finished that, you know, news on the permitting. And that's, it's less sexy from a market sense, but a permitted project with, you know, right now 1.4 million ounces of indicated reserves on it is a major asset, you know. So that's the really exciting thing. Getting that permit will be, you know, will be in a new league.
All right, Nick, thank you again for breaking down this another drill program that is starting here, and one that should be pretty interesting to see what Goldspot has come up with in terms of these targets and what the drill results yield. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. I'll get Nick to address those, and I'll also bring Nick on as we start to see some of the drill results trickle back, as well as any other news out of the company. Nick, thank you again for your time. Have a great rest of your week.
Okay, thank you very much.